When Daniel Teed chose a career in music, initially it meant a lot of traveling to many cities around the country, including a previous stay here as an artist in residence with the Pittsburgh Opera. He didn't stay that first time, but he's back. He met his wife here, and now they've returned, and he's feeling quite comfortable in her hometown.
And we now have a family here and a great network here. And Pittsburgh is, I think it's gratefully very, very notorious for this, which is that if you leave, it always kind of drags you back in. It always kind of brings you back because it's such a great place to kind of, to do this, exactly what we're doing here. You know, open a small business to really expand an idea without having to do it in the craziness of LA or New York, but in really more of a peaceful setting here in Pittsburgh, where you can meet people like these, the students I have here and the pianist I have over here, who are incredibly talented and choose to be in Pittsburgh to explore the scene here, which is rapidly expanding, I would say.
And he feels as if he's landed in the perfect spot. He says there's no neighborhood more unique or more ready to be uncovered than East Liberty.
The group I worked with called the Microscopic Opera, which is a wonderful company, they did a chamber piece here, and that's what got me interested in the area, is about music happening here. And of course, right next door to this studio is the East Liberty Presbyterian Church, which has a wonderful musical scene and is home to also the Renaissance City Choir. So I started hearing these little sparks here and there about music that was happening in East Liberty, and I thought, why not explore it and see if there's a space there that I can centralize my business and my passions. And I find that people come from all over now to sort of this central spot of East Liberty, which for years was not much to behold, but now is really becoming sort of a mecca for a lot of great restaurants, great art, great music, and so I'm very happy to be a part of it. There aren't that many spaces around that I could actually do this, and so I was very grateful to find it, and to find it surrounded by other businesses that sort of enrich it. Across the hall we have a recording studio, we have a painter next door, we have somebody who teaches sewing classes down the way.
Established now in a place that inspires him, his goal is to bring out the best in every student who comes to the Voice Studio. So, who studies opera?
I was a punk drummer, started playing in punk bands, and I was heavily involved in kind of like the underground.
One of the students there on the day I visited was Laura Taughton, whose artistic background includes punk rock drumming in Belfast, Northern Ireland, touring the United States and Europe as an electronica DJ, and a little bit of singing. But nothing like what she's doing now.
I love the discipline of it, and I just love having the balance of something that is more traditional and standard and technical. It really blows my mind, so there you go.
Dan helped me rewrite my understanding and knowledge and capabilities as a musician.
That's Amit Chakrabarty, a professional opera singer who came here to work on his technique. And that's a point I really wanted to get to before we run out of time here. This is work. It requires discipline and a lot of stamina.
And I'm exhausted by those lessons. And I go home and I just crash. And
so... For Art from the Ground Up, listening to opera in East Liberty, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.